Good morning. On Sunday, the 19th of February, 2023. The readings for today are from 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 16 to 21, and the Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 to 9. These two passages talk about each other. In a sense, the second passage, which is the Gospel reading, as it were, sets the scene because it's the transfiguration of Jesus on the Mount. Whenever he took three of his disciples with him. Whereas the first reading is Peter referring to the incident on the mountain whenever Jesus was transfigured. So let me look first of all at 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 16 to 21. And Peter starts off by saying, "For we do not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty." And so straight away Peter is identifying himself as being one of those people who were on the Mount of Transfiguration with Jesus. And he goes on and he says in verse 17, "For he," talking about Jesus, "for Jesus received from God the Father honour and glory when such a voice came to him from the excellent glory, 'This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased.' And we heard this voice which came from heaven when we were with him on the holy mountain." And so again, Peter's describing the scene and he's explaining what was said, where it was said, who it was said by. And I say this because we know another incident whenever we hear those words, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." And that was at the River Jordan, whenever Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist. But Peter wouldn't have known that, in the sense that Peter wouldn't have known that when it happened, because Peter wasn't a disciple at that time, because it's only after the baptism in the River Jordan that Jesus, then led by the Holy Spirit, went into the wilderness and was tempted by the devil. And then he started the first miracle at the wedding in Cana of Galilee. And then he chose the disciples after that. And so when Peter is referring to this statement, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased," it's because he heard it. He was there. And he heard a voice from heaven, as he describes the excellent glory. He heard, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." And then this passage in Peter ends with these verses, verse 19 to 21. And so we have the prophetic word confirmed. In other words, prophecies were given in the past, but these prophecies have been confirmed, and it was confirmed in my hearing. That's what Peter is saying. I was there. I heard it, I saw it with my own eyes. I'm an eyewitness. And so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in the darkness. Talking about Jesus, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. In other words, he's talking about God coming into your life because you believe the word that Peter is sharing. Verse 20, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. And so he's referring back to the prophecies again, prophecies that were given in the past. They were given through men, yes, but they were given by the Holy Spirit. They were given by God. And these same prophecies have been confirmed is what Peter's talking about. Now, I want you to note in this passage what Peter is doing. He is sharing what he has seen. He is sharing what he has heard. It's his testimony. And I want to encourage you that whenever you give a testimony, you don't give the testimony of what somebody else saw. Now, you may use examples of other people, but you talk about what you know. It's who Jesus is to you. It's the experience that you have of him. It's what you've seen. It's what you've heard. It's perhaps even what you've felt or what you've sensed. As in feeling or sensing the power of God within you. That is what you share. That is what you share. So allow God to touch you by his Holy Spirit and share that same message with other people. Now let me go back then into Matthew. And this, as it were, is the starting point of what Peter was talking about. Verse 1, now after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, led them up on a high mountain by themselves, and he was transfigured before him. And then it goes on and it describes of how he looked and how everything became as white as light as in his clothes and his very appearance. And then Moses and Elijah came and were talking with him. And this is the picture. And Peter, along with James and John, see this, are part of this, and are there with Jesus. And then it says in verse 5, while he was still speaking, i.e. this is Peter still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and suddenly a voice came out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. And that's what Peter had said, at least the main part of that. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. He's repeating what he heard and what he saw. Now at the time, obviously with Jesus being with the disciples, the last bit God says is hear him. In other words, listen to Jesus, follow Jesus, do what he tells you, and listen to him. Verse 6, and when the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were greatly afraid. But Jesus came, touched them, and said, arise, and do not be afraid. And when they'd lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. Now as they came down from the mountain, Jesus commanded them, saying, tell the vision to no one until the Son of Man is risen from the dead. And you see, that's part of what God was saying to the disciples. Hear him. And Jesus said to them, don't tell anybody about this until the Son of Man is risen from the dead. And so when we think back to Peter, is that that's exactly our second Peter. 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 16 to 21. This is Peter telling after Jesus has risen from the dead, after Jesus has even ascended into heaven, now he is free to share his testimony. Now he is free to share what he's seen. And that, by the way, I know it doesn't say this, but that is a good indicator for each of us. So many times people come to the Lord or we're touched by God and we immediately want to go and share it, or we immediately want to encourage somebody to go and share what they've seen, what they've heard. But in the case of Peter, he waited. Yes, Jesus told him to wait, but there was a period of time between seeing what took place on the Mount of Transfiguration and sharing it. And part of that is because it helps us to think about it. It helps us to contemplate what's happened. It helps us to dwell and allow God by his Holy Spirit to mature within us what has happened, rather than going off and nearly in a sense taking the glory for ourselves, that this is what happened to me, look at me. Because we don't want to be those who do that. But Peter, very clearly what he shared about Jesus, and he shared about what happened to Jesus, and he testified to him. And we need to be people like that as well, where we will testify and give glory to God, for it's only to God is the glory. The glory does not belong to us. And we should not be those who are guilty of trying to receive the glory and the adoration and the praise for what we share, but rather to give all the glory to God. Because without him, there's nothing. And so in that piece that at the end of 2 Peter is where Peter says, "For prophecy never came by the will of man." This is verse 21. "But holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit." So I want you to consider, as you perhaps read again these passages, 2 Peter 1, 16 to 21, and Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 to 9, that you read them and you listen to them in the context of being moved by the Holy Spirit yourself. The essence in all that we do for and with Jesus is being moved by God the Holy Spirit within us. That we don't just go and do things because that's what we think is what we should do. Now, there will come a time as you walk with God and as you mature in your walk with the Lord that you more than likely will appear to just go and do this or that. But it's because you've learnt to listen to his voice. You've matured, you've grown in your relationship. And in a sense, that's exactly what I was talking about, is that whenever someone speaks quickly after hearing something, they haven't gone through that process of maturing in their relationship with the Lord. It's so important that we do that and we allow to take time to rest in the Lord, to know him, to hear his still small voice, to be so aware of what he's doing with us and in us, so that when we do then speak forth and we do then share, we know that it's him in us that's moving us to do so. So my encouragement to you is to hear. And if you need to take time, take the time. But take the time to grow in him, and allow him to shine through you, and you will find yourself speaking as one who is moved by the Holy Spirit. For that truly is pleasing to God. So listen. Listen to that still small voice within you. And as you read the scriptures, as you read the Bible, as you listen to the Holy Spirit within, do as he leads you to. Because when you do so in the power of the Holy Spirit and not of your own power. For Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.